Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
Alex takes a snap, looking, under heat, no place to go, looking end zone, fires, caught, Redskins touchdown! Touchdown, that is Josh Doctson in the back of the end zone. What a play!
Talk about extending the play, man. Alex Smith doing a heck of a job staying alive as a passer in the pocket.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. This is the Day After Podcast. You know the drill. We're brought to you by Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You guys should ride with them, too. They sell every car in the universe. They can take care of whatever you're looking for. I got a one-on-one with Jay Gruden. I got the coach talking. I think we had a very interesting conversation. Talked to him about, you know, giving up 500 yards, but getting turnovers and how important it is for this offense not to turn the ball over when they don't move the ball very well. I'm going to let Jay do the talking and explain all that for you, but you're going to enjoy that. Then I have interviews with Josh Norman and with Ryan Anderson, both of whom had big days yesterday in Tampa. Norman had the interception that was just crazy athleticism, and Ryan Anderson punched the ball 25 yards down the field out of, I think it was Jacquizz Rodgers' hands. So, Packed Pod, brought to you by Orsman Automotive of Virginia. This week, you should go check out Orsman Fairfax Toyota in Fairfax. Go see my guy Garv over there. All right, here it is. A lot going on this week. Stay tuned. Don't forget, Christmas party. The first ever Redskins Talk Christmas podcast party. I'm about to come up with a better name. The podcast party is a Christmas party. December 6th, location TBD, beer sponsor TBD, but you know the drill. We're going to get after it. We're going to have a good time. I better see you there. Here comes Jay.
6-3, two games up in the NFC East. How's it feel to really be ahead of pace this late into the year?
After nine games, it's exciting to be in first place. Anytime you're first place, it means you control your own destiny, and that's what we've set out to do. And now we have seven tough games left. Starts with Houston down a stretch. Very talented team is on a six-game winning streak on their own right. So be a tough game, but we're excited where we are.
The Tampa game was interesting.
They're all interesting.
They're all interesting, sure. How satisfied are you with that win?
I'm very satisfied after any win. You know, obviously, the most exciting part about winning like that is we know we can play a lot better, but we still got the win. You know, a lot of times when you don't play your best football, you come out with a loss, especially on the road. But we're able to force four key turnovers, played great on special teams, offensively protected the football, and walked out of there with the win. But we also know that we can play a lot better on both sides of the ball.
How important is it for your offense that you're not turning the ball over?
It's critical. You know, the plus-minus ratio is one of the most important stats in pro football.
I believe you guys are leading the NFL.
We probably are. I think if that was flip-flopped, I know we wouldn't be 6-3 in the lead of our division. That's for sure. So it is a critical stat. Defense is doing a great job getting the ball for us, and offense is doing a fine job of protecting it.
I'm guessing, call it a hunch, that the plan was not to give up 500 yards of offense. But from what I saw, it did seem like you were willing to give up some underneath stuff to not get beat by big plays. Was that the plan going into Tampa?
Obviously, DeSean Jackson's a big play receiver.
Sure.
And we wanted Josh Norman on Mike Evans as much as possible. He was the guy they targeted most. So if you're going to put Josh on Mike Evans, then your other corner rookie, either Stroman or Danny Johnson, they got to play on top of Deshaun. So they had a lot of underneath stuff to Deshaun, some other ones to Godwin. But they moved the ball inside our 30, 20-yard line, and our guys did a great job of stopping them there.
You're a quarterback at heart. You're a head coach now, but you're a quarterback in there. What's it like for you watching Ryan Fitzpatrick play quarterback?
He's a fun guy to watch, man.
It's a wild ride.
You definitely get your money's worth when you watch him. You know, he's running around in the pocket still. He's very competitive. He will take some chances, and he throws some good balls, really. He threw some balls on the money and got out of trouble, but he also had a couple throws that went to us, fortunately.
How wacky was that lateral play?
That was crazy. I don't know how he saw him. You know,
it's a good challenge.
It was a great challenge. You know, I got it from upstairs. Bruce Allen, I think, said, "Hey, I think that was forward." I said, "Was it?" Because I was standing right there. It didn't look forward to me.
In live action, it didn't look forward.
It didn't look
but
forward
on replay,
at all.
it was very clearly forward.
Yeah, it was a great call. So, big play in the game, too. They would have had first down at our 10-yard line. Instead, they had to punt.
I'm guessing you're aware of this. When you guys have taken the lead first,
yeah,
you're 6-0. How important was that Norman interception then? Because the Bucs were already in field goal range.
We had a lot of important plays in that game, really. The Norman interception was huge. Ryan Anderson poking the ball out was a critical part in the game. Obviously, Preston Smith, Ryan Kerrigan getting the fumble, Stroman's interception. Those are four big plays in the game. They missed a couple field goals, sure, but those are all big plays.
You know they cut their kicker?
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's too bad.
He missed the net on one of those kicks.
Did he?
Yeah. Not just the goalpost, the net.
So, you know, it's not an easy job, JP. It's not an easy job.
Not an easy job. Let's talk about the offense a little bit. I thought Adrian Peterson was impressive, kind of gutting some yards out, especially late in that game. What did you think of the offense? Not riveting.
Well, I think you're right. It wasn't riveting. And I think I was probably a little bit conservative early in the game. Play calls, a couple dump screens and stuff like that, just to make sure we were able to protect against Gerald McCoy and Pierre Paul and the defensive line that they had.
With the new O-line.
With the new offensive line. Settled in, took some shots later on, had a nice two-minute drill at the end of the half, which was huge. We had first and 20 with about 2.5 minutes to go. If we go 3-and-out there, we give them another opportunity to get points. Instead, we went down and got 3 points at the other half, which was huge. So we were able to do some things at the two-minute drill in the second half, which was good.
Alex looked, I thought, almost more comfortable when you went to the two-minute drill, when you went with the tempo. Is that something you might try to work in more often, or is it situational only?
We do have some tempo packages that we need to hit more. You know, in the first half, we had a 3-and-out because of the penalty. Then we had a nice long drive, got another penalty that made us kick a field goal. Then we went 3-and-out again, so we weren't able to get to our tempo packages. And when we do use our tempo, we're pretty good.
What words that you can say on TV did you say when the deep ball to Vernon was just a bit missed?
It's just unfortunate. I don't say any bad words, JP. I don't think.
What words that you can say on TV did you say when Alex lasered that touchdown throw into Doxson?
Oh, that was awesome. That was big time because he bought time. Nobody was open. The initial read was shut down. We didn't get the outside release by our receiver quick, and Jordan was shut down, and then he reset and found Josh
Doxson. Doc had to work back to him, too?
Yeah, he stayed on the move, which is great, and we talked about that all the time in the red zone. You know, windows are very tight in the red zone. When they're not there, the quarterback can buy some time, and people have to continue to work in second, third, fourth windows sometimes, and Josh did that. He stayed in bounds, too, which is huge because he's working the end line.
J.J. Watt. Sean Watson.
Hopkins.
Hopkins, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Clowney's pretty good.
Clowney's pretty good. What do you guys do differently this week with Houston coming to town?
We'll see. I haven't had a chance to watch a whole lot of Houston. I've just seen them on TV a couple times. I saw them play Dallas on TV, and they looked very explosive on defense. I know that's kind of what popped out of my mind the first thing I saw them. J.J. Watt, Clowney, they get up the field fast, and they play fast on the physical style of defense. And Romeo Crennel, I think, is one of the best defensive coordinators in pro football. So it'll be a great challenge for us. And offensively, the mobility of Deshaun Watson. Hopkins is an unbelievable receiver. What a talent he is. He might be the best receiver in a game that nobody really gives him credit for being. So it'll be a great challenge for us.
Two last ones real quick. I said this to Morgan Moses yesterday. I think what he did playing in that game with that knee was really impressive. Did you say anything to him after a game like that?
I coach in a game with a sore knee too, JP. Nobody gives
me
credit.
How is the knee? You're all right?
It's
you were
sore.
All over the internet.
Yeah, it's pretty
Who
sore.
But make him run some laps.
Yeah, I think it was either Ha-Ha or Josh Harvey Clemens. But Morgan did gut it out. He did gut it out. So did Ty. You know, he did a great job. So, you know, a lot of guys playing this time of year in pro football, we're going to have some bumps and bruises. And the tough will survive, and we have some tough guys.
You going to run more reverses to Mo Harris?
We got 4 yards. I gave him some grief for that one. You know, Cal, he was really good on release screens. He scored some touchdowns on those release screens and got him in the open field. He got tackled. But he'll be fine. We'll give him another shot.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Back to pass. Fitzpatrick steps up, fires left, and it is intercepted. It is Josh Norman to the end zone, brings it up to 15, up the sideline, 20, 25, across the 30, and there's the turnover. Big play by the Cerebral Assassin with the pick in the end zone.
That pick, the first big play of this game, Tampa was driving down the field. I don't know if you know this. You guys are 6-0 now when the Redskins score first, and 0-3 when the opposition scores first. So they were already in field goal range. You took the ball away from them. How big of a play was that for you?
When I'm ever able to get there and put that to the test, and it's always something that I can be, you know, I'm proud of because I work extremely hard at it, and you know, something like that, you know, I'm humbled by it. I'm blessed. I really am, and I can't say anything else about it.
Were you jumping backwards and as high as you could?
It's crazy because I slipped because I really wanted to stay up, but I mean, and center of gravity just pulled me, you know, back the other way after I slipped and tried to stretch as long as I could. And saw the ball and hit my hands, and I just made sure I, you know, cuffed it in this time for sure. I got up, I just wanted to, you know, hit pay dirt. That's all.
Did you think it was a house call?
Man, I thought I was out of there. Oh my gosh. I played here before and I had one, and I thought it was going to be a second one for me, but, you know, that's kind of how the game goes sometimes.
That's when you got in the Jay-Z song, right? Was the pick sixes?
I guess so, man. I don't know. It was kind of cool to, you know, be out here and, you know, get this win today, though.
I bet. Pretty remarkable the yardage the Bucs were able to pile up, yet they only scored 3 points.
You know, it's weird, right?
It was 28 first downs, 3 points.
That's just bizarre. But we knew they was going to come out here and do that. They're number one offense in the league for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So when you got to get a team like that and you can hold them to that many points, 3 points, with all those yardage, just, I mean, you got to look at turn around and see how many turnovers we had. We had turnovers from everywhere. D-line, secondary, I mean, linebackers getting in there. So, you know, we was making plays and being able to get off the field because of those plays.
Now, punching the football out is kind of your move. Are you all right with Anderson doing it? Did you let him borrow it?
Yeah, he came to me and was like, hey, I got that from you, Jane. Like, hey, look how I did this. I was like, boy, that's all you, man. That's all you, big dog.
Well, I tell you what, I've never seen somebody punch it out that far.
I know. He's strong as an ox. That's why I call him Bull and Big Ferdinand. Them are big bulls, man.
That's funny.
Huge.
What's it like going up against Ryan Fitzpatrick, a guy that you know you're going to have some chances to get the ball?
Well, just being in the right place at the right time.
You've had success against him in your career.
Yeah, just, you know, being in the right place at the right time. I can't say no more about it. You know, vision is key, patterns and read patterns pretty well. And once I able to jump on one, you know, I stick there and I can see that pretty well. And I'm able to make a play for my team and, you know, get us out the field. Hope we can get more of those as the season go on.
D'Angelo Hall has a question for you.
Hey, Josh, great interception, man. But yeah. I want to talk about this defense and getting these turnovers. What was preached in practice to kind of get everybody motivated? It felt like everybody was kind of all on the same page, understanding that the way we're going to win this game is by getting turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what we know we had to do. We had to go out here and get the ball back to our offense as many times as we can, just because, you know, we know we're a little shorthanded on offense right now. And with the bang-up guys, that's, you know, the injuries took place. And we know we got to put on our back. Each and every week, we got to come out and, you know, take over the game each week in and out. We have to do that. We have to lead the pack. Because if, you know, we don't, we fall short, then, you know, that's kind of how it's going to happen. Turnovers and things like that. We have to be a force. And when we are a force, we're a really good football team.
All right, Josh, thank you.
6-3, first place in the NFC East.
Yeah,
how's
man.
That feel?
I mean, look, shoot, how many more games we need? Hey, we keep racking them off. We got this one. Looking forward to hopefully next week we can keep this thing going, you know, get back on track, and then, you know, get into the playoffs. That's the biggest thing for us, get into the playoffs. We can do that, man. Everything else is going to take care of itself. Sorry I couldn't wear a suit like you today.
We'll do another. You look, better you in the cutoff than me.
It was
me.
Hot out there today, boy.
It was hot. Out there.
Sorry.
Back to you, Julie.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I'm not sure you could rock that shirt that Norman is wearing at all. It's not even get into the playoffs and make noise there as well. Thank you very much. Congratulations to Josh Norman on today's performance.
Fitzpatrick takes a snap. Again, he's got all day over the middle to Rogers, and he breaks the tackle. Ball bounced out from behind. That was Ryan Anderson, and Ha-Ha Clinton Dix covers it in the end zone. Ryan Anderson from behind brought that forearm and fisted that ball right out of his hand.
Oh, I mean, he slammed it in there. Just jammed it in there.
Great job by Ryan Anderson.
That ball flew 25 yards.
Man, I'll tell you what, he left no doubt about it.
I asked Josh if you were kind of stealing his move, punching the ball out. He said it was okay with him.
Yeah.
How much fun was that for you to be able to force a turnover in this game?
It was real fun, you know what I mean? It's a game we've been playing it since we was kids, so to be able to get out there today and just run around and have fun and get back to the basics, it was great, man.
That seemed like a serious uppercut you threw.
Yeah, I wanted to get it out, you know what I mean? That was a big drive in the game, you know what I mean? You know, the time, and we just trying to close this game out, so I hit it hard as I could. I ain't know if it came out or not.
It came out. Yeah. It shot out like a rocket. Your defense, when we were talking here, you said bend but don't break. Did you know that Tampa was going to be able to move the ball?
I mean, it's the National Football League, man. This team went to New Orleans and beat the Saints, you know what I mean? So you know they can move the ball. Think about that. You know, team's going to make some plays. Like I said, it's the National Football League. Everybody's good. But you just got to go out there and you got to put the fire. You know, we gave up some stuff and we had to just keep calm, you know, and it was a real testament to this defense and what we could become. You know what I mean? If some guys can hit some plays and everybody stay poised, don't point fingers and go out there and just make the play when it's time to make the play.
Is your game evolving now halfway through your second year?
Yeah, I feel like it is. You know, I got a ways to go, but I'm, like I say, like around this time next year, I'll be that much more better, you know, just from getting the reps, seeing stuff. You know, hopefully I just keep becoming a better player for this team, for this city, and we keep trying to climb to the top.
And we talk so much about the Alabama players and the Alabama philosophy here with the Redskins. Mm-hmm. You guys are now 6-3. You're in first place in the division. Do you feel like some of that Bama toughness, some of that Nick Saban stuff is starting to kind of take hold in the locker room?
I try not to get into all of that. You know, the first place, the 6-3, none of that really matter. You know, we want to come out every week and be better. You know, we lose games, if we dominate and we lose a hard-fought game and we play lights out, I can respect that. I can take that. Just as long as we dominate and get better every week and taking a step forward as a unit.
One big man to another. Trevor Maddich has a question for you.
Ryan, roll tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Listening to you now talk to JB, I'm surprised JP hasn't wilted in terror. Because you look now like you play, and watching you on tape in Alabama, it seemed like you played angry all the time. It was so much fun to watch. What is your mindset when you're on the field towards your opponent?
Yeah, I want to beat them. You know what I mean? I feel like that's you got to have that same mindset. You want to beat them every play. You want to make them feel you. You want to out-physical them. You want to out-tough them every play.
All right, you did today. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Keep the effort going. We'll let Josh Norman call you all the extra names that he has for you. We're just going to call you the guy that made a great play today there. Thank you very much, Ryan Anderson.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.